Utah's Own was launched in 2006 to brand local products made in the state. It started with 30 member companies and has since grown to about 700. Last summer, 150 of those companies were surveyed, and 75% indicated Utah's Own is important to their overall success. Those companies reported that they had created more than 590 new jobs since 2010. Jed Christensen with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says the organization provides networking, branding, and exposure opportunities. But up until now, they've been focused on the most dense population centers of the state.
Our success has been, honestly, right along the Wasatch Front. First and foremost, the most companies we deal with are in Salt Lake County, and then Utah and Davis and Weber. But the further away you get from the Wasatch Front, the less companies that we have that are members of Utah's Own.
Now Utah's Own is touring the state and hosting summits in rural areas. In April, they had one in Brigham City. This week, they're in Tooele. Ryan Salazar works with the Small Business Development Center in Tooele County, and she's excited to be involved in the summit.
We have quite a few farmers, ranchers, and some food producers, honey makers and cheese makers and things like that out here, and I think that it would be great exposure for them to be able to get their products outside of Tooele County.
Ann Salazar says it raises the awareness of local residents.
I've spoken to some people who run grocery stores out here, and most of them haven't even heard of Utah's Own. So I think that they could benefit from knowing that they could get food products and produce right here in their own backyard rather than having to ship it in.
Salazar says those who attend the Tooele Summit will hear from industry experts on how to market and grow their businesses. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.